Hello, welcome to Backstreet's Back, whatever, a podcast. I'm Taylor.
I'm Jacob.
And, we're back for round two. A lot has changed since we've recorded the first episode. Jacob, do you want to tell our listeners the great news? We have lots of great news. Maybe some great news.
No, what's changed? It's been a week. It's been like two days.
It's been 2 days.
Because we're recording this on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes.
2 days after we...
Yeah.
No, why don't you talk about it? Because I'm doing it really bad at this.
Oh, Jacob, you're the worst. So Sunday... We debuted our podcast episode, and I don't want to brag or anything, but we are at 39 listeners right now, which is rounded up to 40, which is basically rounded up to 50, almost 100 is really what it is when you think about it. And on our Facebook, we're almost at 200 followers, which is great. We've had a lot of great positive feedback from everybody so far. A lot of people like some of our political banter. A lot of people said that they liked the fact that you didn't have to know a lot about the Backstreet Boys to keep up with what we were talking about, which is perfect and exactly what we planned. Or not at all. But I'm glad it worked out. So thank you to everybody who decided to stick around for the second round of our shenanigans. And thanks for everyone who's listening so far. So that's some of our good news. How are you feeling so far, Jacob? Are you ready to throw yourself out the window yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Maybe episode 3.
No, maybe a surprise throwing myself out the window during this episode. It's so hot in my apartment. It feels like we're actually recording in a jungle.
We might be in the jungle. Remote location.
Yeah, if the jungle was hell. It's hell. I'm in hell.
But it has nothing to do with our podcast. You're just, the temperature is hell.
Help. Help. You know, you can't spell help without hell. Right?
That's true. Yeah. You really can't.
You can't. No. That's true.
You know what, though? The sad part is, though, we're at episode 2, and none of the Backstreet Boys have followed us yet, which is very disturbing and upsetting for me, personally, because that was my goal in all of this, and I know you wanted to be closer to Howie. Oh, okay, I have to make a disclaimer here, because I have to own my shit, and I have to say this, because I know Jacob's going to bring it up at some point in time. I messed up in episode 1. Oh, I really dropped the ball. And I have to own when I'm wrong. And I said that Howie did not have a brother. And Jacob was right. And I was wrong. So, yeah.
Howie does have a brother.
He does. His name is John. And if one day John Duro decides to listen to this podcast, I'm so sorry. I didn't acknowledge your existence.
Yeah. Sorry, John. Taylor hates you.
I can't hate someone I don't know, clearly.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Thanks. Thank you. So, just wanted to just throw that out there. I can admit that I don't know all the facts. And Jacob was right about this one. So, that's the second time you'll get that in this episode, but no more, Jacob.
Yeah.
No more. Cool.
Anything interesting happen with you lately, Taylor, since we recorded? Non-Backstreet Boys related, of course.
Something interesting is that I recently am in the final stages of closing my condo.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So I have spent almost a year going through this exhausting process of finding a house, and then finding a condo, and then finally after two failed attempts, third one was a charm, and now I'm going to be closing in on a two-bedroom condo in Albany Park, so it was pretty nice. My mom was a little bit concerned about the safety of the neighborhood, and so we've been a little bit at odds about it, But ironically, I don't know if ironic is the word, but as I'm taking like the Brown Line, which is considered the safest train, at 12:30 on a Saturday, I was stuck with this guy who was touching himself a few feet away from me while I'm on the train. And I sat there thinking to myself, I was like, my mom is so nervous about the neighborhood, and here I am on this safe, supposedly safe Brown Line train with this disgusting guy who did that. So I guess that you could say that that was the interesting, disturbing thing of that so far this week. Yeah. How was your week?
So I forgot to get shampoo again. Or not shampoo, body wash. Oh. I don't use shampoo. I forgot to get body wash again. We were just at the grocery store like an hour ago, you and I.
Yes.
And I forgot to get body wash, even though I passed it. I think I walked like right past it. But yeah, so my thing is going to eclipse yours because it is so good. Well, so I forgot. So I forgot to get body wash again. So today I used the last of what I had. Or the day before, I used the last of what I had. And so today, not having any body wash and having to get to work on time and try not to be late, I used my hand soap as a body wash substitute. Is that okay to do? Use hand soap?
Well, that's really interesting that you brought that up because when you came in, we actually all talked about how late you were and how you smelled like hand soap. So it didn't work in your favor.
Nice.
Yeah.
If that's true, what scent was the hand soap?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, it was.
I just know that because I'm here in your apartment and I've used that pumpkin hand soap.
Yeah, well, I have two hand soaps, but yeah, that was the right one. Whenever I use that hand soap, then it makes my hand smell like pumpkin spice latte, and it makes me want to eat my hands. And it drives me crazy. Honestly drives me crazy, because I keep smelling my hands, and they smell like pumpkin spice latte, and then I just want to eat my hands.
So I don't know what sounds weirder, if someone was staring at you smelling your hands or gnawing at your hands. Either way, that just sounds like you look like a psycho.
Yeah, probably.
Gnawing at your hands there.
And it's all thanks to this pumpkin spice latte hand lotion from hell.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's what's new with me.
It sounds like we had the same kind of week.
Yeah.
I got almost sexually assaulted on a train, and you're gnawing your own hands off.
Right.
Same place. Would you like to play a fun quiz that I looked up? And when I say fun, I mean ridiculous.
Yeah, is it Backstreet Boys related?
Yes, it is.
Then, yeah, I guess I have to. Sure.
Yes, I have to. All right. So, remember how last episode you kept talking about Howie a lot? And it made me think about if you did a quiz, would you be just like Howie? So, I found this, again, ridiculous quiz.
Yeah.
Sorry to the person who made it. I'm not even going to say his name. I think it's a guy's name. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. So, here we go.
All right.
Question number one. What is your favorite Backstreet Boys hit? Is it Quit Playing Games With My Heart, Larger Than Life, Backstreet's Back, I Want It That Way, or As Long As You Love Me?
I kind of wasn't listening.
Wow.
Is I Want It That Way on there?
Yes, it is.
I actually really like that one.
Ooh, all right. Describe yourself in two words. Shy and funny, wild and fun, outgoing, sad. Oh, who's outgoing and sad? That's depressing.
That sounds like Kevin.
That's such a Kevin question. God.
It's a Kevin answer.
Kevin answer, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Smart and careful, that's Howie. Howie, happy and carefree. Oh, maybe that's Howie. He does seem very happy and carefree. Which one are you?
I would say shy and funny.
You are shy and funny.
Yes.
Who's shy and funny? Who do you think that is?
Could be Kevin.
Could be.
I think...
Brian?
You know, for a second I forgot all of the Backstreet Boys. I could only think of Howie and Kevin.
Those are the only ones that are in your heart and matter. No one else. What do you do when you are not making music? One, explore my faith. I think we know whose answer that is. Two, read. Three, party. Four, spend time with loved ones. Five, working out.
Spending time with loved ones.
Aw, that is such a Howie answer. Do you want a family someday? Wow, this is really loaded and personal.
It is.
Answer one. Honestly, I wouldn't mind either way. Answer two, yes, I'd like to be married to a fellow Christian, typical Jacob. Three, maybe. Four, not really, I need to work on myself. Who would that one be? Five, yes, I'm looking forward to it, exclamation point.
I would probably say not really.
Oh, you need to work on yourself, but I get that. You got to put yourself first.
Yeah.
That's good. You know what? Self-improvement is key, right?
It is.
Who would want to put themselves first of those five? Nick, so selfish. Do you prefer to sing or dance? One, both. Two, I love to sing, exclamation point. Three, I'm more of a dancer. There is none of the above, by the way, so you got to pick one of the three.
Fine, just to cover all my bases, I'll say I like both.
Aw, there you go.
Says the shy, funny guy.
What is your favorite accessory? Oh my god, this quiz is so dumb, but we're gonna see this through.
Okay.
All about my gold chains, obviously. Two, I love a leather jacket. Three, hats. Four, my facial hair is my accessory. That might be true. Five, I'm all about sunglasses. Oh, also you. I wish that they had six, like a Prince earring, because then you totally would have gotten that one.
Right.
But they don't.
I think probably the sunglasses.
Okay. Oh, are you planning on going solo? Not from this podcast we just started. One, maybe I'm thinking about it. Two, I can't wait to go solo. Three, no, I like the group vibe. Four, I mean, I'm the logical choice. Five, I might just leave music entirely.
Two, definitely.
Can't wait to go solo. Wow. Two episodes in and you've already gotten a big ego.
Yeah.
So much has changed. What is your worst vice? Number one, I can be vain, obviously. Two, I'm a little too fond of the sauce. I think we found my vice. Three, I can be selfish. Four, I have a hot temper. Five, I have a hard time focusing. Well, after the last 5 minutes, I would say it's five because you didn't hear any of my questions, but, you know.
We'll do that one. Five.
Okay, great. Oh, here, it all comes full circle. Look at it, this question about facial hair. See? And you thought you weren't going to answer one about that. And finally, how do you feel about facial hair? One, a little and sculpted. Two,
oh,
yes, please, all of it. Three, it has to be perfect or I'm shaving it. Four, maybe a little. Five, no thanks.
I guess I'd be the two, yes, all of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, before I see the answers, I'm going to say you're Kevin. Who do you think you are? You want to be Howie, obviously.
I probably, again, I have to think and try to remind myself about all of them because I forgot all the Backstreet Boys.
God, I hope you get Brian just for shits and giggles.
It won't be.
You got Brian! You got Brian! Look at. You can't tell listeners, but Jacob got Brian. This is where you're going to jump out the window now. I just know it. This is where it all ends.
That's fine. You know what?
That was a gift from God right there.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, it was.
Thanks, God. You know what? The fact that me got... or sorry, the fact that I myself got Brian means that the personalities and depth of the Backstreet Boys are not that well-rounded. Tune in next week when we do an NSYNC quiz.
Whatever, you'll just be Joey Fatone. I already know how this is going.
Oh, I am such a Joey.
You're such a Joey. You really are. Oh, that was fun. And it, you know what made it fun? The twist at the end of that quiz.
Maybe
that was great.
Yeah, maybe I'm like a Joey mixed with a Kevin.
Ooh.
Would that be a jokey?
A jokey. I like that, a jokey.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, that's it, listeners. We have a new nickname for Jacob. It's Jokey.
No, it's not. Yeah,
don't worry, listeners. I'm going to post that same exact quiz on our Facebook page, and you could take it too to see if you are also just like Brian. Anywho. Yeah.
God. Okay. So this is episode 2. What are we talking about? Cruises?
Oh, yes. So I thought, because this all started with us talking about a cruise, we could talk about my experience, my one and only time doing a Backstreet Boys cruise. And you can ask me all sorts of questions.
Oh, you've only done it once.
I have only... Wow, that sounded kind of judgy there. Like, oh, one time?
Well, I thought you have done it. I thought you had at least done it twice.
No, I wanted to do it twice. But then I put my condo dreams ahead of the cruise that just passed this May. So I didn't do this cruise this May.
Yeah. How many cruises have there been?
Six.
Six?
Mm-hmm. Every other year they've done a cruise, and they've done six. I think I went on the best one myself, which was the European cruise 2 years ago.
Yuck. Okay, no, sorry. Keep going. You went on the European cruise?
I did. Okay. I did. So my friend and I, we flew into Barcelona. So we docked on Barcelona, and then we went along the Mediterranean and stopped at Cannes, France. Pisa, Italy. And then came back. Yeah, just those two stops. And then came back and spent the weekend in Barcelona. So those were the trips we made.
Wait. So it sound... Wait.
Yes.
Okay.
Did I confuse you?
Which part was on the boat? It just sounded like you flew to Italy and then stayed on land.
God, I wish. I flew to Barcelona.
Okay.
And then we made a stop in France, and then we made a stop in Italy.
Okay.
So we made two stops, and then came back and...
you did, you and your friend, or the cruise did?
What, the boat?
Yeah.
No, my friend and I flew to Barcelona, where we had to board the boat.
Ah, gotcha.
Yes, and then the boat took off into the sea and made a stop the next day in France. Then we got back on the boat, and then it sailed again some more to Italy, where we made the stop the following day. Then we got back on the boat, spent a day on the boat, no stops, and on the way back to Barcelona, where we did 4 days of a magical, hell-filled, awesome time. Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say it was hell-filled? Like, hell-filled for, like, somebody like me? Or was it actually hell-filled?
No. You know, yes, probably you would find it... I don't think you would find it hell-filled. I think that you would loathe some moments of it because there's, like, screaming women.
Yeah.
But then you'd also find lots of women to pick up. So there was these guys from Scotland who, like, had kilts on and everything, and they were on these straight men on the cruise picking up chicks. And apparently, their thing was that they went on all these cruises because obviously there's like 1,000 women on the boat and they always scored with chicks on this boat all the time. That was their thing. So for you, maybe a great time, you know. I did have a wonderful time, but the summary version, and don't worry, there'll be some fun stories of why some of it was hell, was in my mind, you ever see like those split screens of this is how I see it and this is how it actually is type of thing?
Yeah.
So in my mind, this is how I see it. Me alone on a boat with 5 of the Backstreet Boys hanging out with them the whole time. Right. This is how it actually was. Me and 1,000 women who want to hang out with the Backstreet Boys all the time, trapped on a boat for 4 days. So when you think about it like that, you're like, oh man, that is not what I pictured in my mind. I thought that like me and the Backstreet Boys were just going to be chilling on this boat. And then there was so many other fans. And the thing is like, it's not that you don't want to be with the other fans, because you're like, oh, I'm in this place where every single person loves the same thing that I love. And that's awesome, because that is hard to find anywhere else, right? But the level of intensity that these gals get to is far out of my realm of fandom. And I thought I was a big fan. And in comparison, I am not. And that's the truth. There were some women, not to go back and forth, but there were some women that camped outside of their rooms when they were, like, they had security guards, like, personal bodyguards with them during the whole trip, and the bodyguards were outside the door, and some of the women, like, camped out there waiting for them to get off the boat. But, like, the...
Did the bodyguards have guns?
I didn't see any guns on them. I don't think they needed them. I mean, they were like really big, tall guys. They could have just like flicked one of the girls and they would have like fell down or something. They didn't need armed guns or anything like that.
How many fans were on the on this cruise?
I think it was almost 1,000.
So
from all over the world.
Yeah, so listen, so I get that, like, a security guard, if one fan comes at him, they can take care of themselves. But what if all 1,000 got together and revolted against the security guards?
You know, what I will say this, so like, what
I'm not, just so you know, I'm not saying they should have had guns.
I was just like, are you saying they should shoot?
I'm just trying to paint a funny picture, which is just a bunch of women all getting together to tear apart the Backstreet Boys, and in the process, you know, trampling some security guards. But the thing is like, in my mind, it's very cartoony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like which very is, that's Tom when, and Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It did get really rowdy a few times. I got into a bit of an altercation with a fellow fan.
Are you still fellow fans, or are you arch nemesis fans?
I think we're pretty much arch nemesis, but that was the one and only time I saw her, which was probably to her benefit, but... Yeah. So I'll back up, so I'll paint a picture for those who don't know what the itinerary of the boat is, so then maybe that will give you a better idea of how some of these nights were quite intense.
Yes.
So we board the boat, and there are 4 evenings, 3 days that we're doing this cruise. The first night, every night there is an activity. There's a Backstreet Boys themed activity where you go, you get to see whatever the activity is, and then, like, the first night was a game night, where we did, like, where the boys did trivia, and they were up on stage, and the second night was...
So you watched the Backstreet Boys do trivia?
Yes.
And...
It was...
But the audience didn't do any trivia?
So, so the first night they did trivia, and so what they did was they so each boy was up there, and then they invited 5 fans on stage to be a partner with them to do trivia.
Five out of 1,000.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did then, all were all 1,000 able to watch at the same time?
No, they had like two separate groups. So then whatever wrist, so you got color wristbands. So say, for example, you were group A and you had a blue wristband.
Okay.
Then, so they had, so the Backstreet Boys themselves had two events a night.
So that's,
one for, sorry.
So 5 fans out of 500 then for each. Okay.
1%.
So then,
the 1%.
Yeah.
That's telling.
Yeah, Brian probably loved that. So that means that 495 people just had to watch other people do trivia. I mean, I guess that's like watching a game show. Yeah, fine, all right. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
So the Backstreet Boys themselves had two events a night, one for Group A and one for Group B. And so to like accommodate everybody to see it, right?
Hey,
so,
can I ask a question?
Of course.
Sorry, I get us so off topic. Which group was their favorite?
Oh, I mean, whatever group that... No, I think... Let me tell you the truth. I think my group was the favorite, and here's why. At least for game night. So, they call a name of someone to go upstage. They pick random names, right?
Yeah.
So, the first night... No, this was... Oh, I'm lying. This was night two. My mistake. But whatever. Night two, they... Is the game so they, night.
What happened at night one?
Oh, man. This
okay.
Is, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. So why were they? Why was so, your group? What was so, your group? Were you A or B?
I think I was A.
What color was that?
Blue.
Blue. And the other one was red.
Yellow.
Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Blue and yellow. And so they called this. They called the names of these random fans. They go upstage. So they call this person's name who is clearly not there because they've said this person's name 3 times.
Yeah.
Instead, some very, very drunk girl just starts going upstage. And everybody knows it's not her, but it's so awkward that they can't, like, tell her not to go on stage.
Yeah.
So she is so wasted that she starts... So everybody's having a drink, right? Like all the boys,
sure.
I think minus AJ, I don't know, all have a drink in their hands. And they have a table and some couches, whatever, and they're doing all these interactive games. And this girl starts taking all of their drinks and starts sipping them.
Wow.
And so I'm like, we're watching this, we're like, oh my God, she's so messed up and like so drunk right now. And then she wouldn't leave Kevin alone. Like wherever Kevin was sitting, she'd go and she'd sit next to him. Have you ever seen the movie Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Okay, so you remember the scene where they're doing the trust fall and some girl is like giving a speech and in the background,
yep.
Damien's like, she doesn't even go here.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. I'm sitting next to this guy and this girl in the audience. And she starts participating in what is clearly not her turn.
Yeah.
And she starts answering questions that she has obviously paired up with Kevin at this point, whether it's his choice or not.
Yeah.
And this poor guy, he's being so nice, but like clearly like moving and spacing away. And then you see like Brian and AJ trying to interject and be like, oh, Kevin, why don't you like stand up over here and not next to the girl that's trying to like grab your butt? So then she starts answering questions when it was someone else's turn. And then the guy next to us was like, she doesn't even go to this school. And then everybody just like laughed because it was funny.
Right.
But not the Backstreet Boys because they were trying to keep it professional.
Right.
But we laughed. So that was one of the nights where it was a game night. And then...
You know who would have laughed at that though?
Who?
Joey Fatone. Joey Fatone is going to be the new Howie for
God.
Me.
Wow. You just turned so quickly on Howie, and that's so sad. You're just jealous because you weren't Howie in the quiz, and now you're just never going to let it go. You know what? That's such a Brian thing to do, Jacob.
Yeah. It's called a 1% thing. All right? You wouldn't get it. All right? Audience member. All right.
You've just offended 3 of our listeners.
Oh, well, what are they going to do? Go and listen to the other Backstreet Boys podcast that exists? I don't think so. They're stuck with us. Stuck with me.
I just feel so bad that you know what? The success of episode one has got into your head. And now we can't pull you away from it. Just all the ego.
You know, this is what I think. If you can dish it out, or your favorite Backstreet Boy can dish it out, but you can't take it, that's your own problem. All right?
Typical Brian.
Yeah. And that's what Brian would probably say. How do I know that? Well, takes one to know one. All right? Okay, so this drunk girl. So that's why, or was it because the guy yelled that?
Why? What that? You were
explaining why.
Why we're the best group?
Yeah,
I think that because
it sounds like with this drunk girl, they were probably like, "Well, we hate Taylor's group because we have one of her friends harassing us," you know. So why was your group the favorite?
I think because it was the most memorable because of that drunk girl. I bet that drunk girl didn't go to group B. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
I mean, maybe she did. That would be really ballsy if she did and then showed up again and they're like, oh, Christ. Oh, God, she's back.
Yeah.
Oh, who's going to... Oh, God, someone's got to say something. Someone has got to put their... No, we're not going to put her foot down. She's back on stage again. Like, I don't know. If she did, though, you know what? I respect her a lot if she does that, because that is courage.
Yeah. Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. Definitely.
That's a Jewish word. I think it means balls.
I thought that meant, like... What did I think that meant? Like, bravery.
Yeah, balls.
Okay.
At least that's what my mom told me.
We'll edit all that out.
I'll ask her when I'm back home for Rosh Hashanah in a couple of weeks and ask her what chutzpah means. I'm pretty sure she'll say it means balls.
Okay.
But maybe she'll say courage or bravery.
Maybe one of those words.
But for now, we'll just say balls.
Okay.
Because balls starts with the same letter as Brian.
I just want to make a disclaimer that nobody hates Brian, and I just want to, well, I can't speak for Jacob, but I don't hate Brian, and I just want to make that clear, because if one day, one glorious day, if he decides to hear this, or his wife, or his son, I want to keep them listening, so, you know, I don't hate him. That's all I'm saying.
No. I don't hate Brian. Okay, So that was the game night. I completely forgot what we were talking about before I got us off on the tangent. But okay, so...
We talked about the drunk girl.
Right.
And that was game night.
But that was part of my question of why you were...
The best group.
Right. But so we were talking about game night, and it's trivia, and they ask five audience members to go up and do that, and it's split up into 2 days, or it's just split up into two groups.
It's two groups one day.
Two groups one day.
Yeah.
But you said that you were wrong, that was actually the first day, or the second day. Do you remember what the first day the activity was, or event was?
Okay, so there was...
Oh, I got a question.
Yeah.
And maybe this will be answered later, but all, was it 4 days, 3 evenings? Or 4 evenings, 3 days?
4 evenings, 3 days.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So you get there at night, or they
throw you overboard
at night at the end?
Seems like it. We boarded in the afternoon. So it was Tuesday afternoon we boarded. So Tuesday night, they came out on stage on the deck. And I don't think game night was the first night.
Okay.
So they came out on stage in their sailor suits. They did have sailor suits on, and they looked very handsome.
Do they do that for every cruise, do you know?
They do, but they mix it up. So I guess for the European one, they had, like, black sailor suits, and for the other ones, they had white sailor suits.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So they were on the deck, and they came out, and there's music playing. They had DJ. They were interacting with the audience members. They weren't singing, like, any of their own songs or things like that.
So
it was just, like, a party.
Their music was playing.
No, it wasn't their music.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. It was just, like, whatever the DJ was playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then...
I was going to say...
Yeah.
That's a pretty lazy concert.
Be like, for God, them to, try harder.
For them to be playing their own music but not performing at all.
Mm-mm. No, just like have it in the background. They're just like hanging out on the deck.
Right.
Having some drinks. It was like they were singing along to whatever the DJ was playing. They were like interacting with the crowd. It was like a boat party, basically. It was a boat party.
Well, what was the DJ playing that they were singing along to? Was it Pony?
No, I wish it was. Those bastards still haven't brought it back, and I'm so pissed about it. I will never forget that.
The Bastard Boys.
They just need to bring it back. Again, to my point in the first episode, Magic Mike brought it back, and it was a big success. I don't know why they would refuse that kind of help, but I digress. So they're having their boat party, and they're getting in the crowd. It was really I thought it was funny because it's so typical Kevin. But Kevin is in the audience, and he's like, if you girls cannot get along with each other, then we are going to stop this show. And I was like, oh, my God. He basically just said, I'm going to pull this boat over, and you're going to get out of the car if you don't get along. And it made me chuckle very much.
Typical dad. You know, I was just thinking about it when you said, oh, so typical Kevin. And I was just thinking to myself, what does that mean? I guess I don't know them that well. Maybe episode whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully at some point I'll be able to be like, oh, yeah, that's so Brian. Or like, oh, yeah, that's so Aaron. That's Aaron's brother.
Do you really want to get to that level? Because once you cross that line, you can't undo the knowledge that I will bestow upon you. So,
be careful. I mean, I guess I could have that knowledge, and then one night I'm just home alone watching a movie on Netflix, and something makes me laugh, and I'll be like, dude. AJ would have loved that. or like, oh man, I gotta text Nick. Tell him to watch this.
Send what him kind a
tweet. Of, okay, so what do you think? Do you know what Nick's favorite show is?
He loves The Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
But No, let me back up. I'm sorry. Game of Thrones is what he's obsessed with.
Oh, okay.
But does also love The Walking Dead. But Game of Thrones, he likes Vikings, all that stuff.
So Nick likes...
Vikings? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
X-Files.
What about AJ? Oh, wait. I was going to try to guess, but I'm not even at to that point where it's like, oh, yeah, AJ, of course.
No, and I'll be honest.
Does he love cooking shows?
Does he?
I feel like he would be really into, like, watching, like, master, like, chefs, like...
I was thinking, like, BBC. Like, something on the BBC.
Oh, really? So, like, Downton Abbey?
Yeah, maybe he's into Downton Abbey. That'd be nice.
AJ, you really think AJ is in the, or do you know that
I
AJ...
don't. Actually, the only shows I know about are Nick, unfortunately. But,
oh, okay. Well,
but
I
do know, even though I know it's not a TV show, but I know that Kevin loves college football because he's from Kentucky, so he's always posting about, like, the Kentucky, like, football team.
Nice.
I don't know what they're called. But, and then...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that only Kevin would know.
Yeah. He's very intimate and private. So, he wouldn't share his TV show with just anybody.
Right.
That's what I'm going to say.
Brian probably
Fox
loves
News.
That. Brian loves Fox News and Duck Dynasty.
He might. We'll need to get some clarification on that.
You know, as much as I rag on... I'm Brian for being conservative. The fact that the Backstreet Boys, it's like five Florida guys, mm-hmm. and four of them are like not conservative. They're very, you know, I mean, you said, I think you said Kevin and AJ were very upfront about their political positions.
Yeah.
I mean, for people from Florida, mm-hmm. I mean, psh, that's pretty cool.
That's true. I mean, they're not all from Florida, though. I mean, like AJ and AJ, Nick, and Howie were all born in Florida. And I don't think I shared
this. You said Kevin's from Kentucky?
Yes. So Kevin and Brian are cousins.
What?
Bombshell.
What?
How did I withhold this secret information?
Brian looks more of like a cousin to like Nick, Aaron. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Nick.
I know. I would think that Nick and Brian would be more related because I don't see myself like the facial features between Kevin and Brian. No. And I do not remember the connection of how they're cousins.
Huh.
But they are cousins.
They're not like an in-law type thing, right?
No.
Okay.
No. But yeah, so they are, that's, so one of the viewers asked us, like to bring up how the Backstreet Boys met. And so Lou Pearlman put an ad out in the paper, for like a five boy band group. And so the four of them, answered an ad, and Kevin was working in Florida at the time, and was at Orlando or Universal Studios playing Aladdin or something like that. Mm. And so he brought his cousin in, Brian, from Kentucky, to perform. So the four of them auditioned, and they brought Brian in to audition, but not because he not because of the ad in the paper, but because Kevin brought him in.
Right,
so that
right.
is how they all met and came together.
That is really interesting. It's not blown.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. that is, that's really cool.
Uh-huh.
I like that. We got to remember to talk about what I was doing earlier this morning because I was so excited about recording this, I think.
Oh, were you?
Which is why I did my little investigation really early in the morning.
I think you should just bring it up now then.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so this morning I woke up really early. I decided, well, okay, so the first thing I looked up, there's those kid react to whatever videos, which always make you feel so old.
They do.
So old. And also, it, you know, the kids say the stupidest shit. It just, like, don't say that kids are the future, because if you watch these react videos, these kids are morons.
No, but the only thing they said was like, I don't remember. I think my mom liked that song. I think my dad liked that song. Like, that's, they don't say anything interesting in there. Like, yes, we get it. We're old because this teenager said that their parents liked this song. Ha ha.
One of the videos was playing, and some kid was like, or I think they were like, when was this made? And they were like, oh, it was made in 2000 something. And they were like, oh, I thought it was like the 80s or the 70s.
Oh.
And it's like, wow, you're an idiot. Because it's really easy to tell.
I know.
Stuff that came from the 70s or 80s. And none of the Backstreet Boys stuff looks like that. I mean,
that's
looks
true.
Cheesy. But it does not look like...
But, like, 90s cheesy. It doesn't look like... They don't have, like... I don't know. Maybe because I agree with you that... Did they have denim on? It wasn't the 80s or acid wash.
You know, one of the videos was... I think it was, like, I don't care who you are.
Uh-huh.
As long as you love me.
Yeah.
Is that the one where it's, like, they're all wearing, like, jeans and, like, black shirts and they're dancing on the chair?
Yes.
And they, like... It switches in and out of them.
Yes.
But I don't think that's when the one. I can't remember. And sorry to say this to our hardcore Backstreet Boys fans, but it also may have been an NSYNC video because I did go down a little bit of a rabbit hole.
Wow.
When I was doing it. Because I went back and forth. But okay, so yeah, so I was watching those. So I was watching Kid Reacts. I originally searched for Kid Reacts to Outkast,
mm-hmm.
but
didn't find a lot of those.
There aren't any.
Mm.
which is kind of like Kid React, you know, YouTube channel. You're kind of dropping the ball.
Yeah.
But then the one right after that, I think it was the Backstreet Boys react to kids reacting to the Backstreet Boys.
I did see that video.
So, but I
thought it was freaking funny.
Right, but I didn't watch that one first. I watched the kids reacting to the Backstreets, yeah. And then I watched the Backstreet Boys reacting to the kids reacting. Mm-hmm. And then I just decided maybe I should just react to some of their videos, and then I kind of looked up a couple of them. I think my favorite video was I Want It That Way, actually.
Really? What did you like about that video so much? I'm not saying that like in a judgy way. I'm just like, I guess out of all the videos of theirs, what did
you know what I do like? I do like Everybody, though.
Yeah, that's a personal favorite of mine.
I mean, that one's fun. I mean, that one is just, I don't know. That one's,
If you get a chance when you decide to fall down the rabbit hole again, I think the music video that you would like a lot would be I Just Want You to Know. And here's why.
I may have seen that one, but what is that one?
So it's their fourth U.S. album, because I gotta tell you, I get so confused between the European and the U.S. and put together, but whatever.
Oh, sure.
It's the Never Gone album. And it is Just Want You to Know. And in the music video, they're playing an 80s hair rock group. And they're, like, jamming out. Like, they look like it's, like, Led Zeppelin or Bon Jovi type of look. And they're being super goofy. And even though it is so, like, cheesy and stupid, it's actually really funny. And I kind of think you would like that one.
Nice. Mm-hmm. They definitely didn't play that during the react, so I don't think I saw it.
Probably not.
I watched that one. Yeah. I think I probably watched, I mean, I've watched Everybody maybe like the most time I've ever watched in my life, which is probably like 5 times.
Okay.
In the past week.
Can I give you a kudos on our podcast for a second, because it made me think of Everybody. So Jacob has came up with this awesome, inspiring idea. So by the time you guys hear episode 2, this episode, you will have seen the awesome cover art that Jacob did. And so he came up with this concept of, since we've done our podcasts, is, you know, Backstreet's Back, whatever, and we've talked about Everybody and we're using that theme, that the cover art is each of their hands from the Everybody video coming out of the ground with their character hands. So I have to say, like, that is such an impressive piece of artwork you did, and that was all Jacob, so just kudos to you on that. I'm done saying nice things about you now.
Thank you. But let's do a second take where you do it again, but when you say the word art, please do it in quotations, air quotes.
Can I just say it like sarcastic, like artwork or something, just facetious? We'll figure it out.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh,
or like I'll say art and then have a laugh track behind me so people know I'm joking.
Oh, like on Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
Everything I know about laugh tracks I learned from Seinfeld. So the last thing we were talking about. So on the first day, the boys came out and
doing their house party
in their sailor suits.
In their sailor suits.
Yep.
I got a nice selfie with AJ.
Nice.
I'll post that on our Facebook page later. And
I think I saw that one, and he is not wearing a sailor suit.
It's a suit.
Isn't he wearing like a jersey and a hat?
No, that is another photo. That is night 2, and we will get to that later. So,
oh, okay.
Best moment ever.
Okay.
Yes, but he was wearing a jersey in that one. Good memory.
Right.
I will also post that one on the Facebook page. Thank you. So he had a sailor suit on for the first one. They all did. They did their boat party, and then that was like a good couple hours.
Did
then we
they,
all had dinner and stuff.
Did they sing In the Navy?
They did not.
By the Village People?
That would have been so good.
That would have been cool.
They didn't do that, though. They didn't.
Maybe, yeah. Hey, if you're listening, Aaron's brother and Brian and Howie and AJ and Kevin, maybe next cruise you guys can do in the Navy by Village People. That would be really tight.
If you do that, please invite Jacob on the cruise, because he's just given you this idea, and if you do it, it would just break his heart if you didn't invite him so he could get to see it.
Oh yeah, these ideas, they're not free, man. You gotta pay for them.
So there. Show to you.
Yeah, we really stuck it to the Backstreet Boys. Or to the Backstreet Man.
Yeah,
stuck it,
right.
Stuck it to the Backstreet Man. Take that.
So there.
Yeah.
So then we had dinner, and they have, so every night there
Whoa,
was.
What was that like? Okay, this is definitely going to be a two-part episode. Because
there's so much to talk about on this cruise.
Well, because everything, whenever you say something, I just think of like
five other questions.
The most, well, I just think of like a million ways to make fun of it. But I will only bring up one at this point. So, when you say we had dinner, was it like a row of tables facing a stage and you were all sitting and watching the Backstreet Boys as they ate also?
Oh my God. No, but there was, okay, so have you ever been on a cruise?
I would pay to see that for sure.
Would you?
A Backstreet Boys cruise? Maybe not.
No,
a 311
no, no.
cruise
have you
for
been
sure.
on, like, a cruise at all?
No.
So so on the cruise, so, like, this cruise was through Carnival, but they're all, like, kind of the same layout, is that there's different dining halls for different dinners. So, like, you can sign up and do, like, the fancy, like, surf and turf dining room. You can go to the regular buffet room. There's, like, I think three or four different options of where you can go to dinner.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, they go to the nice one. Or I think, personally, a couple times they probably got room service because they just needed some space. I'm sure they did. Because if they went to the fancy room every night, some of the fans would be in the same place with them.
Yeah.
And I know that was probably a little bit too much for them. I know a couple times they did that. But anyway, so, but it's not that they're at a table and you're watching them. You're basically like, one night we were having dinner at the buffet table or whatever, the one of the dining rooms. And Nick is just like walking through the room with his bodyguard. And he's like, hi guys. And then just like walks through the room. And we're like, what the fuck just happened during my dinner? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Nice.
So that was like kind of like the randomness of like when you would run into them as well, because they're also like on this boat with you. So unless they seclude themselves all like four nights, it's bound to happen. You'll like run into them in random places.
Nice.
So, we have, oh yeah.
I feel like I would be the ideal fan on this cruise.
Why? Because they think that you would leave them alone, so they would probably hang out with you the most?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah,
you
what
would.
Is it?
I'd be so pissed off at you, Jacob. I would. Because you would be like, you'd come back, and you'd be like, yeah, and then AJ just played me some music, and we had some beers, and we had such a great time.
Yeah,
yeah, they're really nice guys, really down to earth. I'd be like, fuck you, Jacob. I have spent years trying to invest in this. You just got to hang out with them on the boat. You would be living the thought that I had in my mind when I signed up for this cruise. That would be you. You would be doing that.
That, you know, that would probably be exactly how it would go. Mm-hmm. I would be hanging at the bar and,
like, taking,
you know,
shots with Nick.
And
making
then,
jokes about Brian. You'd be like, yeah, Fox News, am I right? You know, 1%. And you guys be laughing up, having a great old time. Then you and AJ play some music together. Maybe you guys are playing sports. And then you joke at Brian. Brian jokes at you. Then you all laugh it off and shake hands. Like, oh, I'd be so jealous. It would happen.
It would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would just play it Joey Fatone cool. And they'd be like, yeah, I like this guy. He's like Joey. He's cool, man. Yeah, that would be fun. I feel like I mean, it would be hard to get noticed, you know, out of, what is it, 500 fans, mm-hmm. and having to be the one that doesn't give a shit, but trying to, like, stand out as the one person that doesn't care at all, yeah. when everybody else is going insane.
Yeah.
Like a pack of wild animals.
This
is how I imagine it.
Yeah.
So I actually did go to Florida, but I didn't get to see this, but I was watching gator attraction videos online before, okay. in anticipation for it.
Sure.
I was also watching this other show which is really great called Gator Boys, which is about these guys that go around Florida and also some areas of the South, and they get gators out of people's backyards and swimming pools and ponds. It's really, I mean, it becomes old after a while, but it's still pretty crazy because they're crazy. But anyway, I looked up this one video, which it was like feeding like a ton of gators, and they basically just had like a pole, and at the end of the pole it was a raw chicken dangling.
Oh yeah.
And then below them it was like, God, it had to have been like 30, 40 huge gators.
So you're
and that's how I imagine a Backstreet Boys cruise. The boys are all that dangling chicken, and the fans are all those 30, 40 gators waiting to eat them.
You're not wrong. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say this right now. As a fan, you are not wrong. And if any of you listeners are out there and on that cruise and don't agree with Jacob, you are lying to yourselves. And I know, because I've seen you on those cruises, and we are like that. And I'm going to agree with Jacob on that one. Very side note, gators also love marshmallows, by the way. They love marshmallows. I did a swamp tour in New Orleans, and raw chicken was one of the things that they threw at them, but also marshmallows. And I was very surprised by that.
If you're a Backstreet Boys fan and you try to deny loving marshmallows, you're lying.
Lying. Yes, it is like that. It is very much, because you also have to realize that, like, say you go to like a concert in Chicago, right? You know, there's some people who like go to the concert because they love their music, and you know, a lot of them are super fans. A lot of them just like the songs. But like, think about it this way, because this is really the best way to understand the depth of the fandom on this cruise. You have women who want to pay a couple thousand dollars to spend 4 days with the Backstreet Boys in a remote country on that boat. You're flying out there just for them. Like, you're not like going down to like the Allstate Arena and some shit like that. Like, you are flying to Barcelona across the Atlantic to spend 4 days with them. That is like some love and dedication, at least like, you know, for the U.S. fans. And then you got women from all over the world, who knows, wherever they're like paying to fly out there. So you know for sure that the commitment level is so intense that they want their money's worth. And I mean, like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm right there with them, and like, in some respects. So they want to like get that $1,000 worth of time with them that they are signing up for.
Of course.
So it is definitely intense, and you feel like all that intensity when you're on that boat.
Right. So I think this is definitely going to be a two-part episode.
It
so
is.
Tune in. I mean, we'll let you guys know whenever part two is coming out. But I have one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Before we end the Backstreet Boys cruise episode.
Part one.
Did any of the Backstreet Boys, or any of the fans, or any of the crew get scurvy? I really wasn't. What was the question?
Why are you not focused on this podcast?
Sorry. I was just thinking about Howie.